Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Ocean of Dua, your gateway to spiritual insight. Your host, Mujtaba Farzaneh, is here, and it's a joyous privilege to go on this journey of faith with all of you. Here is another episode continuing our discussion on the heartwarming messages of the whispered prayer Sha'baniya. Through heartfelt conversations, insightful discussions, and reflections upon the rich heritage of Islamic wisdom, we aim to ignite a spark within each of us, awakening our spiritual potential and facilitating personal growth. Without any further ado, let's open our hearts and listen to today's part of the Munajat. I'll be here with you momentarily.
بك غير مخذول ومن أقبلت عليه غير مملول إلهي إن من انتهج بك لم استنير وإن من اعتصم بك لم استجير وقد لذت بك يا إلهي فلا تخيب ظني من رحمتك ولا تحجبني عن رأفتك.
Now that we have admired the beauty of these lines, let's read their English translation. My Lord, certainly, he who recognizes you shall never be anonymous. He who seeks your shelter shall never be disappointed. And he to whom you turn to does not fall victim to dejection. My Lord, certainly, he who abides by your path shall be enlightened. And he who resorts in you finds refuge. Indeed, certainly, I have taken shelter in you, my Lord. So please, do not let down my opinion in your mercy, and do not exclude me from your knowledge. In our discussion, we touched upon the concept of fame as the initial blessing. We emphasized the importance of guarding our intentions, recognizing fame as a double-edged sword. While it may draw us nearer to the divine, it also has the potential to distance us from the abundant blessings bestowed upon us by the Almighty. In this episode, let's delve into the second blessing, God's refuge. We've all experienced those moments of utter vulnerability, when no earthly help seems forthcoming and we find ourselves alone, with nothing to lean on. Yet, even in depth of such solitude, there remains a flicker of hope within us. It's the instinctive reaching out to a higher power, something or someone beyond our grasp, but undeniably present. This innate connection is often described as the divine innate nature.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini, in many places on several occasions, emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
If you take a quick look at the Holy Quran, you notice numerous instances of seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole chapter of Falaq signifies seeking refuge in Allah's impenetrable keep. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ قَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْأُقَدِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ. According to the Holy Quran, Prophet Musa sought refuge in protection of God from certain people. In chapter Ghafir we read, وَقَالَ مُوسَىٰ إِنِّي عُذْتُ بِرَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مُتَكَبِّرٍ. I seek the protection of my Lord and your Lord from every arrogant one who doesn't believe in the day of calculation. In essence, the Holy Quran advises us to seek refuge in God for at least 15 other matters, reinforcing the notion that we should rely solely on His Almighty. Regardless of the scale or complexity of our challenges, it emphasizes the importance of turning to Him as the ultimate source of power and guidance. Since we were talking about seeking refuge in God, I'd like to wrap up this episode with a beautiful narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. كان رسول الله يعوذ في كل يوم من ست خصال من الشك والشرك والحمية والغضب والبغي والحسد. Prophet Muhammad sought refuge in God from six specific things every day: doubtfulness, polytheism, excessive bias, anger, oppression, and envy. Thank you for tuning in today, and until we meet again, may the tranquility and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان والعالم يقلك يا حبيب شعبان بجمالك شعبان شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان